Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Namo Rama.
Krishna appears and you meet him, then you greet him, and that's a great treat. It's not a ritual that we are undergoing here, dry and just routine. We wish to revive our memories of Krishna. Remember Krishna. Do you remember Krishna? You remember. Hearing is a way to remember him. Soul remembers Krishna. Temporarily forgotten, as we have been influenced by the illusory forces of this existence. The rainwater is clear, the rainwater, its drops are clear, but as soon as they touch the ground, they become muddy. So likewise, we are pure spirit souls. And of course not, our existence is not independent. We're always, always dependent upon the Lord. And eternally connected with him. He exists first, and then is a question of us being or existing. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita. mamaivamsho mamaha ansha jiva bhuta sanatana. All the entities, whatever they are, in whichever body they are my parts and parcels. Mama ansha. Lord is anshi, that is full, complete. And we are ansha, we are parts and parcels. And Lord uses adjective, sanatana. And it's eternally. Eternally they are my parts and parcels. So we may have forgotten our relationship with the Lord, but it exists. Children may go astray, may go away. I don't care for friends or parents. They may say so, but when the connection is there, they remain children, their parents. And sometimes they could again come to the senses and come back to the parents. So I think this attempt certainly is, which is not our attempt, it's Krishna's attempt. Because he has given us this dharma, sanatana dharma or bhagavata dharma. And he comes, you know, he also comes here from time to time. Sambhavami yuge yuge. We said that a few times. Sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear from time to time. So he's up there busy dancing with the gopis, herding the cows and playing with the friends and stealing butter and giving pleasure to Nanda Baba and Yashoda and swimming in waters of Jamuna. He has good time. But does he forget us? Children may forget. Parents never forget their children. Yes or no? So, if that is the case with you, if I may describe you just little parents, then what to speak of the Supreme Father, Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And not only father, mother also. Tvameva mata. You heard this before? Tvameva pita. Tvameva bandhu. Tvameva sakha. These are all different relationships we have with the Lord. He is our mata, he is our pita, he is our bandhu, he is our sakha. You understand this? This you understand, right? Yes, sakha, you understand? Yes. Bandhu, yoga, guru, samadhi, you know few. Pandit. Ayurveda. You're not that Western. You're not Americans. Or you're not from another planet. So Krishna is all this. His father, mother, friend. Mama sarva deva devaha. Mama sarva deva deva. You are all in all to me. So, so Krishna, although always busy with his eternal pastimes in his eternal abode called Golok, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. One time in Brahma he had a vision. He could see, as Arjuna was shown the Vishwarup, the universal form, the Brahma, That universal form was limited more to this Brahman, one that Arjuna had envisioned or seen, but one that Brahma saw, that included spiritual sky also, and material existence, both. He was seeing the whole existence, the two kinds of existences. One mundane that we are in, and there's another one. Parastasmātu bhāo anya vyakto vyakta sanātana. Again, this world becomes sometimes vyakta, manifested, then avyakta, annihilated, doesn't exist. But there's another world called sanātana, eternally exists. There is Lord's abode. Yad gatva nanivartante tad dhāma paramam mama, Lord Krishna declares. So this program is to bring us to that abode. Tad dhāma paramam mama. That Lord declared. Tad dhāma, that dhāma, paramam mama, my dhāma, my abode. I stay there. And we have forgotten and that Krishna never forgets. That's why he comes down from time to time. And what if he had come and gone? How would we find out about it? So Krishna again kindly, in the form of Srila Vyasadeva, he compiled all those pastimes. Yes, Krishna appeared in Gokul and he did this. He stole butter and he was a coward boy. He danced with the gopis. Then he went to Kurukshetra, but he did not fight. He was only a chariot driver. And then he had to deliver message, which was not for Arjuna. It was for us. Again, another scripture, Bhagavad Gita was compiled. Bhagavatam with all these pastimes compiled. Which we could read today and get to know about the Lord. Or about, well, His presence up there and His appearance into this world and His pastime and our relationship with Him. And as we hear about all these topics, We wake up. We really wake up. The soul wakes up. If we hear, if we give, Srila Prabhupada says, oral reception. If we could give oral reception to the message of Gita and Bhagavatam. So he comes and His activities, His message, we have with us available in the form of Gita and Bhagavatam. And Lord Krishna stands before us and he says, ah, here I am. Radha Radha Nathi. He looks like this. He plays his flute. And Radha is next to him. We could offer manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyazi mam namaskuru. He says, do this, just four things you do. Krishna says, manmana. Remember me. One. Of course, we just said one, but that's a big one. Remember me. It's not just for a few minutes you remember. Lord's expectation is, and this is in practice in the spiritual sky, all the living entities, entire population remembers Lord 24 hours a day, day and night. This is in practice. So, in order for us to get elevated to that status, we'll have to come to the standard of remembering How long? Some people, you know, we remember, when I get up, I remember it for 2 minutes. And then again, before going to bed, I give Lord another 2 minutes. Take, be happy. 2 plus 2, 4 minutes for you. And how many is for yourself? 23 hours and 56 minutes for myself. And for Lord, 4 minutes for you, God. Big sacrifice.
Samartavya najatu chit. The philosophy of the gopis. Gopis know two things. One is, always remember Krishna. This is one thing they know. Another thing they know is never forget him. Always remember him is one thing, never forget him is another. Only two things, very simple philosophy there. Always remembering. Smartavya na jata chit. Vismartavya na jata. Smartavya satatam Vishnu. Smartavya satatam. Vismartavya na jata chit. Never forget him. So Lord says, Manmana, remember me. Bhava madhavakta. Become my devotee. If you don't become my devotee, then you will end up becoming somebody's devotee. They say in India, if you do not become devotee of G-O-D God, then D-O-G dog is also there. Some people don't mind serving dog. They are driving the car and the boss, the dog is enjoying from the window scenes. This fellow has all stress and strain struggling and the boss, the dog is enjoying in the back. So that tendency is there to serve. But we end up serving the wrong parties. Wrong individuals. Manmana bhava madhavakto matyaji maam. Worship me. And maam namaskuru. And offer me your obeisances. By doing so, maam eva eshasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosime Krishna. So one who does these four things, Mam eva eshasi. Certainly you will come to me, Lord says. Mam eva eshasi. Then he has to satyam te. This is a fact. Pratijane, I take vow. This is my promise. This is the Lord's words. He says, you do this four things, you will come to me. This is certainly true, and this is my promise. And why all this? Because priyosime. You are very dear to me. You are very, very dear to me. Although Lord is addressing Arjuna, but it is not just Arjuna who is dear to Krishna. Certainly he is very good son. Bhaktosi me sakha chariti. He had said earlier to Arjuna, Bhaktaha, Bhaktosi, Bhaktaha asi, sakha asi. You are my friend, you are my devotee. And that is why this most confidential knowledge I am revealing unto you, because you are my friend and devotee. So Arjuna is certainly a very special devotee, but every soul is very dear to the Lord. Each one of us is very, very dear
and near also to the Lord. We are all Lord's, although we are here sitting. Coming from so many different families, 1,500, couple of hundred families are here. But fact is, there's only one family. How many families? Only one family. That of all the Hindus in South Africa is one family. Did I say it right? No, you should have corrected me. This is not Hindus is one family. Everybody, all the living entities. This is low class thinking. Only some people are part of my family. Ayam nijaha paro vetti ganana laguchitasam. Oh, these people are my people, but these are some paraha. Outsiders. Ganana laguchitasam. This kind of thinking, this kind of thought is laguchitasam. Low class thinking. Narrow minded. But to think vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Udara charitanam tu udara charit. When person is magnanimous, broad minded, then he thinks, Vasudhaiva Kutumbak Vasudha, Prithvi, the whole earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is part of my family, regardless of what religion, what caste, creed, color, nationality, sex they belong to. They're all souls, part of my family. This is the Buddhist thinking. This is thinking like God. God thinks like this. And hence we offer prayers also for the benefit of everyone. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Let everyone be happy. Sarve santu niramayaha. No one should have any kind of disease, mental, physical. Sarvani bhadrani pashantu. Let everyone experience all auspiciousness. Nakvachit dukh bhagvavet. No one should suffer even a little pinch of distress. Unhappiness. This is the prayer of the sages and the munis and rishis, the saintly broad-minded people. No one outside our family, one family. So, priyosi me, Lord says, you are very, very dear to me. Our Lord is sweet Lord, my sweet Lord. What kind of Lord?
Sweet Lord.
Sweet Lord. So there is a description of that sweetness. Everything about him is sweet. Madhuradhipati, Madhuradhipater, Akhilam Madhuram. Say that. Madhuradhipati. You said it. Good. You know already. Madhuradhi, Madhuradhipater. Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Say, Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Akhilam meaning everything. Madhuradhipati. Lord is master of all the sweetness, is what it says. Madhuradhipati, pate, pate. Akhilam madhuram, madhuradhi. Madhuradhi pate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhi pate akhilam.
Okay.
His form is sweet and his
Tila is sweet. Like that. There's no end to this. Big long list. Is ananta. Is unlimited. And every aspect of him is has a special sweetness, nectar.
Yes, I'm looking. Don't you look at that toy?
Please get me that toy. How is Yashoda going to get that toy for Krishna? But he kept insisting, no, no, no! Maya Chanda Kilo given some song seed? No. I thought that you were going to get one. What happened? Yeah. Oh. So this is Krishna speaking. This Maya Chanda Kilo. He did not give me this toy. I will not sit or lie down in your lap. From now onwards, no. I would prefer to lie down on the floor, not in your lap, because you are not giving me that toy. Surabhi ko paya paan na karo, sir choti na kayo. He also said, because Yashoda one time told Krishna, you see Balram's long hair and he has big sikha also. Oh, why I do not have? Krishna inquired. And she said, because you do not drink cow's milk. Balaram is drinking a lot of cow's milk. You do not drink. If you drink, then your sikha and hair also would go long. But today, he says, from today onwards, I will stop drinking the milk of the cow. I will not tie my sikha. Better